We hear the promise of AI business schools everywhere, promising automation and efficiency.
Yeah, all the time.
But if we're really honest about our actual daily workflow, for most people, AI still means opening a chat box, typing a prompt, and getting text back.
Right. And then you have to copy, paste, and actually do the work yourself across 5 different tabs.
It's a helper, but it's not a true automator. Not really.
Exactly. And that limitation that we, the humans, are still the API between all these tools is why the core idea in our source material today is so fascinating.
What?
The sources are basically suggesting that the future of efficiency and online business, it isn't about text generation. It's about these fully autonomous AI web browsers that can execute complex multi-site tasks for you.
Without you touching the keyboard.
That's the promise.
That immediately grabs my attention because it solves a huge professional pain point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's unpack this. We're doing a deep dive into the capabilities of Comet Browser, a tool that's being positioned not just as, you know, a new information source, but as a new core operating system for how you work online.
A pretty bold claim.
It is. It's presented as a powerful system for generating income, streamlining business operations, and really saving massive amounts of time.
So our mission today is to move past the hype. We need to dissect the technical differentiators that make this thing so powerful.
Like what?
Specifically, it's features like workspaces and this multi-tab action thing. And then we can walk through the specific and honestly, some pretty jaw-dropping step-by-step examples that the sources provide.
For automating processes, making money online.
And just optimizing your business and your personal life. This is a real look at what the next generation of online work might actually look like when you take the friction out.
Okay, let's start at the foundation then. What is Comet Browser and where does it even come from? Because when I hear browser, I just think Chrome or Safari.
It's important to understand the lineage. Comet is built by Perplexity.
Okay, I know Perplexity.
Yeah, if you've been following the AI space, you know Perplexity is already seen as this formidable Google replacement. And that's because it operates on a citation-first model.
So it shows its work.
It shows its work. And Comet looks, you know, kind of like a standard browser on the surface, but it's built with AI from the ground up. It just changes how you interact with the web.
So what are the, like, the two big technical differences that set it apart from just having a ChatGPT tab open?
So the first difference is all about the quality of the output, speed and verification.
Right.
When you ask Comet a business critical question, you get an answer fast, but that answer is immediately backed by, and I'm quoting, a ton of sources.
And what's the real strategic value there? Why should a professional care about citations?
Well, because it fundamentally changes what AI is for you. It shifts AI from being a source of, you know, creative ideas or unverified starting points.
Which can be wrong.
Which can be very wrong. And it turns it into a foundation of verifiable business intelligence. Since it's grounded in real-time web results, it hallucinates a lot less than ChatGPT.
That makes perfect sense. Reliability is currency. But, okay, verifying information is still just finding information. The second difference is where we get into the action, right?
Yeah.
That's the real breakthrough.
It absolutely is. This is the next level. Unlike tools that just do Q&A, Comet can execute tasks across multiple websites simultaneously.
So it's not just finding something for me.
No, it's taking autonomous action on that information across different platforms, logging in where it needs to. It just removes the human middleman.
And the sources emphasize that right now, this is pretty accessible.
It is. For anyone who wants to try out this level of autonomy, the sources make a point of noting that Comet Browser is currently completely free to use.
Which is a low barrier to entry. Okay, let's look at the interface, because even the navigation is different. If you use that main search bar, you don't just get a list of blue links.
No, you get an AI-synthesized answer immediately with those crucial citations right there.
And then when you open a new tab,
you don't get a blank page, you get a chat box. And that's where you can ask quick follow-ups or, more importantly, start one of those complex multi-step tasks we're talking about.
And there's an assistant on the page itself.
That's the on-page assistant, usually in the top right. This is vital for efficiency. It can summarize the entire web page instantly, or it can answer specific questions only about the website you're on.
Ah, so it isolates the context.
Exactly. You don't have to copy and paste text into a different window.
But the real engine here, the thing that connects it all, is that Comet can pull information from all your open tabs and execute tasks across them simultaneously. It's basically treating your browser session as one big connected workflow.
Precisely. It synthesizes context from everything you have open. If you have 4 tabs, a business plan, a competitor's site, a spreadsheet, and an email, It can draw conclusions and take action across all four.
And that brings us to this idea of workspaces. The sources position workspaces as a solution for eliminating friction, for getting over that, that paralysis when you're starting a new project.
That inertia is often the most expensive 15 minutes of any project.
Totally.
And workspaces are designed to just eliminate that cognitive load. It's not just opening tabs. It's getting you immediately into the flow.
And we've got some great detailed examples. Let's take the pitch deck example. This is a task that usually involves logging into a bunch of different services.
Yeah.
The user enters one prompt. Spin up a quick pitch works. It's for a content creator. The user tells Comet to open YouTube.com, Canva for thumbnails, and Notion for ideas. But then it also opens new tabs with trending YouTube videos about AI.
So it's automating the creator's strategic intelligence gathering.
Exactly.
What they used to do, manually checking trends, analyzing videos, is now done instantly when they open the workspace. It's like their morning report of trends tailored just for them.
It turns a manual, reactive process into a proactive, automated one. Okay, now that we've got the structure, let's pivot hard into the practical money-making applications.
Right. For people starting or running an online business, we have to start with creating a sellable info product. The source outlines creating a beginner's guide to AI.
A classic digital product. Walk us through that process, because this is where the serious autonomy comes into play.
It starts simply. The user opens four different high-quality articles about starting with AI for beginners in separate tabs.
Okay.
They then ask Comet to synthesize all that information and compile it into a professionally designed guide inside Canva.
Wait, hold on. Logging into Canva, choosing a template, filling it in. That sounds like a massive security or permission headache. Does the source material address that?
That's a critical question. And while the sources don't detail the specific security architecture, the assumption is that it's using a trusted authorization model, like OAuth, where you grant it specific scoped permission.
Okay, so you're in control.
You're in control. But the key takeaway is that Comet successfully logs into your Canva account, finds a template, chooses one, and then autonomously fills it in and designs the whole thing based on the info from the other four tabs.
And that's the core insight for anyone listening.
Yes,
you can literally step away while this is happening.
Yes.
You come back to a fully drafted, professionally designed, ready-to-sell product. The speed to market there is just a revolutionary advantage.
It absolutely is. And this autonomous intelligence is just as vital for strategic moves like competitor research.
Right, which is essential if you're entering a crowded market, like, say, creating a dropshipping course. How does Comet handle that?
It's a multi-step analytical workflow. Step one, you ask Perplexity to list the top-rated courses. Open the top three sales pages and tabs.
Okay, simple enough.
Step two, ask the assistant to analyze those websites to identify common selling themes, credibility, curriculum, community, that kind of thing. It gives you a baseline for what works.
That's good analysis, but what's the advanced step that gives you the competitive edge?
The advanced step is leveraging the multi-site thing again. You ask it to go find reviews of these courses on sites like Reddit or Trustpilot and specifically identify common complaints.
So you're finding the gaps.
You're finding the exact pain points the market is already talking about. It gives you a blueprint for your own product, letting you solve existing problems from day one.
That's strategic market entry automated and distilled. Okay, let's move beyond starting a business to the challenge of scaling and strategy.
This is where most solo operations hit a wall, right? Complexity, expense.
Exactly.
Scaling usually means expensive software or hiring analysts. Hmm. AI can step right in here. Take market analysis on YouTube. Comet can analyze the last 20 videos of a competitor's channel or your own and break down the performance by topic and keywords to find patterns.
It's turning raw numbers into an actual content strategy.
Precisely. And the application is direct. Comet then suggests three specific videos you should make next.
And the source has a great way to monetize this quickly.
It does. Offer that analysis packaged in a nice PDF to other YouTubers as a free brand strategist report.
To get your foot in the door for commission-based consulting work.
You're leveraging automated intelligence to generate high-value leads by proving your value up front.
That's smart. Now, scaling also means tackling the biggest time sink there is, the email inbox.
Email management is brutal, especially for things like sponsorship intake. The example provided focuses on automating that whole process.
So outline that complex prompt for us, the email automation one.
Okay, so the user issues this comprehensive command. Go to Gmail, find emails from potential sponsors, open the email, identify the product name, go to that product's website, summarize what it does, and then check Google Calendar for a potential recording date.
Wow, that is an entire business development workflow in one command.
And the result is a summary that might say, offer from company X for $3,000 for a video about ChatGPT. Here's the summary from their website, and your calendar is open this week.
It just eliminates 10 minutes of clicking and cross-referencing for every single inquiry.
Every single one. And the pro tip to really scale this is using the Spaces feature.
Right.
You can save these complex instructions along with your specific criteria, what makes a good sponsor, you know, the financial thresholds, in a designated space. So next week, you can run the exact same customized process instantly.
And you could adapt that for anything, urgent customer emails, whatever.
Anything.
Okay, we focused a lot on business, but the sources include a bonus section on optimizing your personal life.
Which is so important. Saving time and energy on personal logistics just gives you more mental bandwidth for your business. It's an investment in your own energy.
Let's use the example they gave. Trip planning, which can be a nightmare.
Total browser tab hell. The user gives Comet this highly constrained request. Find places to visit in November with the best weather, a direct flight from my airport, and a flight time under 8 hours. Create a Google Doc with the top choices, including pictures.
The synthesis required there is immense. Checking flight sites, weather databases, travel guides.
Exactly. And Comet does it instantly. It suggests places like the Bahamas or Costa Rica, creates the Google Drive Doc with photos and all the data, and then you can use it to plan the full itinerary. The source says it saves a tremendous amount of time.
It's the ultimate personal assistant for complex decisions. It's as valuable for life management as it is for your P&L.
Totally. Trip planning, summarizing long articles, researching a big purchase, any way you can save time by automating research, you should be using this.
So if we bring it all back home, the core takeaway is clear. Comet Browser won't magically make the money for you.
Right. You still have to do the work.
You still have to close the deal or publish the guide, but it saves hours of initial research, planning, and implementation. It enables this incredibly efficient, high-autonomy style of work.
That's the perfect summary. And it leads to a really provocative final thought.
Let's hear it.
We've seen how this AI can monitor YouTube trends, screen our emails, synthesize complex travel plans. If these advanced AI browsers can do all that, what entirely new categories of professional decision-making, the tasks we think require our specific judgment, might become partially or fully obsolete in the next, say, 12 months?
Mm.
What is the limit of personalized cross-platform automation that we haven't even conceived of yet?
That's some serious food for thought, especially for anyone looking to scale their operation without scaling their payroll. Thank you for guiding us through this deep dive.
Always a pleasure.
We'll catch you on the next deep dive.